You're listening to 103.3 Asheville FM at WSFM LP Asheville. This is the Asheville FM News Hour, and I am news correspondent Danielle Emelyanova here to bring you updates from the Board of Commissioners' last meeting. The March 5th, 2019 Board of Commissioners meeting featured presentations by Sheriff Quinton Miller and Public Health Director Jan Shepherd. Then the commissioners voted on and discussed a joint committee between AB Tech Board of Trustees and Buncombe County, consideration to grant Medic a franchise in the county, and finally giving the chairman of the Bob Lewis Ballpark rights to execute contracts and agreements for the Anka Center and Sports Park improvements. First order of business, Avril Pinder was sworn in as the new county manager. In addition to carrying out the day-to-day administration of county government, the county manager is responsible for implementing policies established by the Board of Commissioners, coordinating the work of all county agencies, and representing the county in dealings with other governmental units and agencies. Sheriff Quinton Miller presented his goals and needs for the police department. He came to the commissioners asking for an investment into the Buncombe County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Miller announced that there are 21 open positions in the department that need to be filled. The sheriff's office is seeking 8 new patrol officers, 1 prevention sergeant, and 1 evidence room technician, as well as 5 positions in the detention center. Specifically, 4 new detention officers and 1 detention facility detective to help them oversee inmate crime and stop the spread of contraband in the facility. Finally, the sheriff is seeking 3 people for oversight and transparency to make sure that the sheriff's department and their officers are following policies and the law. Sheriff Miller stated that community engagement is very important to him, and for that reason, he wants to fill 3 positions for community engagement officers to help with innovating approaches of the 21st century policing. There is a significant shortage of police officers that does not stack up with the 10% population growth in the county, as well as the 10% tourist population growth. With salaries, training, and other expenditures, the sheriff is asking for an initial investment of $1.3 million to the department, which is a 4% increase to the sheriff's budget. The sheriff's office is also in desperate need for newer vehicles. At this time, they have 267 vehicles, and out of those, 40 of them need to be replaced every year to reach a minimum replacement need due to their high mileage. The sheriff needs a $1.6 million investment in order to reach that minimum goal. Overall, the sheriff needs $2.9 million added to their budget for the next year so far. However, more budget increases may be necessary. Jan Shepherd, the Buncombe County Public Health Director, presented the community health assessment. The assessment determined that the top 5 health-related issues facing the Asheville community are infant mortality, asthma, childhood obesity, substance abuse and chronic pain, and mental health issues. The county health services had to choose 2 priority items from the list to focus on, and they chose to focus on infant mortality and mental health issues because infant mortality is a reflection of the overall community health and affects all individuals. Barriers that exist against healthy pregnant people having healthy children are the same barriers that affect the rest of the community. The same logic applies to mental health as well. The commissioners approved a joint advisory committee between Buncombe County and AB Tech Board of Trustees to advise the previously signed agreement of granting AB Tech $3 to $4 million a year for the next 8 years for deferred building maintenance. So by the end of the 8 years, the county would have spent no more than $19 million on maintenance costs of the AB Tech buildings. The most controversial piece from the meeting was the consideration to grant Medic a franchise within Buncombe County. Medic is a for-profit medical emergency ambulance transport corporation. They have been operating in Asheville for the past 31 years, and they also serve for the VA. Those in favor of giving Medic a franchise, both from the public and the commissioners, believe that Medic should be granted a franchise for just 1 year as a trial period. Commissioner Freer believes that since Medic is already operating in the county, there won't be much of a change besides granting them access to the same radios as the Asheville 911. Quote, "We aren't doing anything different. We're just trying to make them legal. We're trying to see how this will work. That's why we're only giving them a year," end quote. Public commentators supporting the franchise stated that by allowing Medic into the area, it will inspire competition within the existing public health services, which will make the 911 more effective as well. The public also expressed a concern that if the franchise is not granted, Meta can leave the area, which would leave us with less ambulances than what we need. Those opposing granting Medic a franchise, such as Chairman Commissioner Newman, believe that granting a for-profit organization a franchise in the area would open a Pandora's box, which could lead to more privatization in the county. There was also a concern that granting Medic the franchise has the potential to affect our grants from the federal government, which could also affect the fire department. The most controversial public comment was an accusation against county commissioners supporting Medic. Quote, several fire departments couldn't be here today because their boards and chiefs were threatened by the three commissioners pushing this Medic franchise. They were threatened that if they spoke out against this franchise agreement, that they would have their budgets and funding cut. Commissioner Belcher asked the accuser to elaborate and present evidence of this accusation, but there was no tangible evidence. The vote was 4-3. The motion passed to grant Medic a franchise in Buncombe County for 1 year. Last order of business was a motion to grant the chairman of the Bob Lewis Ballpark permission to execute previous agreements to improve the park. The improvements to the park, which amount to about $12 million, include installing more streetlights in the area, creating the Inca Heritage Trail, creating more fields for sports, such as soccer fields large enough to host 11 versus 11 soccer matches, large fields and courts for general use, as well as agility courses, a dog park, and a picnic area with bathrooms and Wi-Fi, among others. Those supporting the improvements stated that this is the largest investment into Buncombe County recreation in the past decade and that it's about time for us to do something about it. Those in public opposing the improvements of the park stated that the Bob Lewis Ballpark area is contaminated by chemical waste. It is therefore unsafe and unethical to build on those grounds. Commissioner Newman did state that he is aware of the chemical waste history of those grounds. Quote, there is a history of chemical contamination in this area, but we've looked into it. There are a lot of things that cannot happen in this area due to this, but that doesn't mean nothing can happen. It's being regulated. End quote. The motion passed with a unanimous vote, which led the opposition to angrily leave the meeting. This concludes the March 5th, 2019 Board of Commissioners meeting. Thank you for listening to 103.3 Asheville FM.